Back at Mustang Field here in Marble Falls, Mike Blackwell along with Randy Hermes. Welcome to our post-game show. What a game we had. Two overtime periods. Wimberley holds on here tonight to beat the Marble Falls Ducks by a score of 38-31. Texans got the football first in the second overtime period. Well, first of all, Taylor got the ball first in the first overtime period, scored a touchdown. Wimberley was forced to score a touchdown and kick the extra point to tie it. That happened. They flip-flop the order of who gets the ball in the second overtime. Wimberley got the ball first in the second overtime, scored the touchdown, put pressure on Taylor. Taylor faced a fourth down and one at the Wimberley 4-yard line. The Ducks, with an illegal procedure, that backed it up to the nine. It was fourth down at the nine, and they had to get about 5 yards and tried to run the quarterback draw, Randy, and it failed. And Wimberley's able to hold on by the skin of their teeth.
Yeah, had they not had that procedure call, he did pick up about 2 yards on that play. And so had he not had that procedure call, they would have had first down and goal from about the 2 yard line.
Unbelievable. Wimberley 9-0. Now Wimberley by district champions, of course. 9-0 coming into the game tonight. Now 10-0. And the Taylor Ducks on the other side of the field came in 3-7, third place finisher in their district. And I got to tell you, hats off to the Taylor Ducks. Those fans over there have to be awfully proud of their football players, Randy. No question about that.
No, absolutely. And like you mentioned earlier, we kind of were predisposed in our minds coming up here going to play a 3-7 team. We've played teams with much better records coming into this game, teams with a lot of marquee players, and wasn't expecting this at all. So, yeah, hats off to the Taylor Ducks, the best 3-7 team I think that I've ever seen.
Oh, I think you're right about that. And I know we were pretty impressed by that Sealy team that Wimberley played earlier this year, Randy, but I'm awfully impressed by this Taylor Ducks team. They definitely have some weapons on offense, and they just run the football right down your throat the entire ball game.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what they did tonight, that's for sure.
The Texans, they certainly showed some of their maturity tonight. This is, last year they went deep into the playoffs, and I think tonight they showed that they could play, the tenacity, the perseverance. They certainly, what I saw in the overtime was they played with a lot more enthusiasm than perhaps what they started the game with, and we'd like to see them carry that over into next week.
Well, no doubt about that. And, of course, Wimberley will play the winner of the Gonzales-Hondo game. We'll get that score before the end of our post-game show. Here's the scoring summary tonight, and there was a lot of scoring. 69 points. I would say that's a lot of scoring. Jarvis Caldwell got the ball game started by passing the ball 5 yards to Jeremy Snyder with 5:06 left to play in the first quarter. Taylor had given the indication that they were here to play and this was going to be for real. They score the first touchdown of the night with 5:06 remaining in the first quarter. The Ducks led it at that point by a score of 7-0. Then Brady Lambert hit Nick Alana on a 23-yard touchdown score. Tano Avila's kick made it 7-7 with 11:10 left to play in the first half. As I'm doing this, I'm watching Wimberley celebrate and get their by-district championship trophy down there, and the Texans awfully relieved to come out of here with a victory here tonight. There's no doubt about that. Taylor Ducks, then Ronald Scott with a 1 yard run with 6:10 left to play in the second quarter. That gave Taylor its second lead of the night, 14-7. At that point, Wilson then, Trinity Wilson for Wimberley, scores on a 7-yard touchdown run with 3:02 left to play in the first half. That tied it at 14, and then Tano Avila is able to tack on a 23-yard field goal with 30 seconds left to play in the first half, and that gave Wimberley the 17-14 lead. Tell is the kicker. Moises Tell is for Taylor. Banged home a 33-yard field goal with 4:07 left to play in the ball game, and that made the score 17-17, and we had no idea the flurry that we were going to get after that. Lambert hits Burt Schell on a 27-yard touchdown pass with 51 seconds to go. That gave Wimberley a 24-17 lead. Randy, at that point, I thought that we could go warm up the car and get ready to go back home.
Yeah, that's right.
I had no idea. None of us did, but with 2 seconds left, Dustin Johnson catches a 9-yard touchdown pass for Taylor in 2 seconds left, and that tied the game at 24. Snyder then in the overtime period, Snyder hit Franco on a 5-yard five-yard pass over the middle. That gave Taylor the 31-24 lead. It was sort of in the top of the ninth inning there, in the top of that first overtime period. So Wimberly at that point, Randy, Wimberly had to score a touchdown. You don't score a touchdown to answer. There's your season. And at any rate, Lambert was able to hit Bert Schell on a 9-yard touchdown pass to tie it. And Tano Avila, I tell you what, that young man, he had some pressure kicks here tonight. He made each and every one of those, Randy. He came through for the Wimberly Texans on that one. He tied the score at 31.
You know, he's still perfect. The only one that he missed, and you know, they had a bad snap and a bad hold, so I'm not holding that against him still. But he's perfect here coming through 10 games.
And then Smith, of course, it flip-flopped, as we said, the flip-flopped the order, and Smith in that second overtime period is able to score on a 4-yard run. Avila again with the extra point to give Wimberly the 38-31 lead. Taylor comes right back, moved the ball down to the 4-yard line, fourth down and one, and then prior to the snap, an illegal procedure against the Ducks. That backed them up to the 9. They still could have gotten a first down without scoring a touchdown. They try the quarterback draw with Snyder, and it fails, and jubilation reigned on the Wimberly sideline, and on the other sideline, the poor Taylor Ducks, I tell you what, they almost pulled off a Rocky deal tonight. They were certainly disappointed to fall short in that manner, but certainly have a lot to be proud of. And there I'm watching the quarterback Snyder over there kneel at midfield, and I tell you what, the Taylor Ducks certainly have a lot to be proud of here tonight. They stood toe to toe to Wimberly, but in the end, Wimberly wins it by a score of 38-31. Some scores for you. Gonzalez was ahead of Hondo, I believe, comfortably in the last update that we had.
And actually, they did end up winning that game 21-10.
How about that? 21-10, Gonzalez. So it'll be Wimberly and Gonzalez next week. When we find out where and when and all the details, we'll certainly pass it along to you. Leander beats Austin High tonight. 35-14 is that final. It was Hyde Park 14-10 over Houston Second Baptist. Pflugerville 28-7 over Del Valle. Corsicana big time over Maynard, 47-36 the score in that one. Hendrickson 34, West Mesquite 20. Westlake big time over Round Rock 42-6 the score in that one. Westwood over Bowie 52-20, and Liberty Hill over Geronimo Navarro. So Navarro's season comes to an end. 35-14 is the score in that one. Again, our score from Mustang Field here in Marble Falls, 2 overtimes. Wimberly wins it 38-31 over the Taylor Ducks. We'll be back with more of our postgame show after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberly Texans Football on WimberlyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM.
Texan football broadcast on WimberlyRadio.com is made possible by Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgages, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Information available online at BlancoBank.com or by phone at 847-1300. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. Branch manager Kay Smith and her entire team wish the Texans all the best this football season. Support for this Wimberly football broadcast on WimberlyRadio.com is made possible by The Mail Stop, supplying the residents of Wimberly and the surrounding hill country with private mailboxes, packing and shipping services, and supplies. Featuring a gift shop and Kodak photo printing in the store. Located at 13501 Ranch Road 12 or by phone at 847-9622. Dina, Lynn, and the staff at the Mail Stop wish the Texans a great 2011 season. Welcome back to Texan Football, live from Marble Falls, Texas.
Back at Mustang Field, Mike Blackwell here with, along with Randy Hermes, our postgame show. Wimberly in the aftermath of winning this first-round football game by a score of 38-31 over the Taylor Ducks, Randy. And kind of your final thoughts on this one. This was a wild football game.
Right, well, absolutely. And again, we've said it a bunch of times, nothing like what we expected coming into this. At face value, it should have been what we believe to be all Texans. But again, the Texans showed a lot of heart and courage tonight. They certainly never gave up. You had to kind of think they were in it the whole time, and you just kept waiting for them to turn the corner. You know, I really thought when they got the ball there in the first half, when they were leading by three, I felt like if they would have punched it into the end zone, it might have been the game changer. But that didn't happen, and boy, it stayed tight way past the end.
That's exactly right. Some stats for you. Taylor's running back, we talked about him all night. Emmett Wiggins ends up with 170 yards on the ground. And Trinity Wilson unofficially with 56 for the Texans. Brady Lambert with 170 yards through the air tonight for the Texans. Well, step one on the road to a possible state championship for Wimberley has been taken here tonight, however difficult it was here in Marble Falls. Once again, our final for Mustang Field is Wimberley 38 and Taylor 31. Texans now advance to the next round of the playoffs versus Gonzales. And when we get the who, what, where, when, and how, we will certainly pass it along to you on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP as well. Wherever the Texans are, that's where we will be next week as we move along this playoff path with Weldon Nelms' team. One down and five games remaining for the Wimberley Texans on what will undoubtedly be an unforgettable playoff journey. It's already been unforgettable, and we're only one game in to the playoffs. Our game tonight was brought to you by Byron Eccles with State Farm Insurance, by Ace Hardware, Stevens and Malone, DeMaster Daniel Insurance, Blanco National Bank, The Mail Stop, Lori Gray with Horace Mann Insurance, and by Cypress Creek Cafe, as well as Lone Oak Motors. And you guys over at Lone Oak, fill her up. We're going to be needing you guys again next week, and make sure that we have some of those nice seats with the warmers. I like those kind that kind of warm your bottom there, Randy. I like that. And
they can certainly accommodate that,
that's
I believe.
Right. And speaking of warm seats, we certainly want to thank my sidekick, Randy, tonight for his work. I'm not sure why that warm seat reminded me of you, Randy. I'll just leave that alone.
Thanks a lot.
But thanks. You did a great job here tonight. Another great job putting up with me, certainly. And thanks also to our boss, Ryan Hsu, for his production work behind the scenes as well. He's the one that makes this thing go. And, again, our final from Marble Falls tonight was Wimberley 38 and the Taylor Ducks 31 in the first round of the playoffs. I'm Mike Blackwell. Had a great time, folks. We'll see you next week. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Texan Football exclusively on WimberleyRadio.com. This has been a production of KDRP Sports. Any rebroadcast or reproduction without the consent of the Principal Broadcasting Foundation is strictly prohibited.